Experiences are what people love the most about travel. Viator is a website and app where you can book travel experiences like hiking Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania or enjoying the views while cruising on a catamaran in the Caribbean. They offer everything from simple tours to extreme adventures. With over 300,000 bookable experiences in 190 countries, there's something for everyone. Plus, Viator's travel experiences have millions of real traveler reviews, so you have the information you need to book the best activities for your trip. When you book a travel experience with Viator, there's always flexibility and support with free cancellation, payment options, and 24/7 service. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10. That's VIATOR10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. One app, over 300,000 travel experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
All right, we're back at it, Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head.
Yes, sir. West Coast, we are here.
So we finally have a new president.
Hey, we predicted it that we would have a new commander-in-chief by the time we record the next pod.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we knew it was going to be some BS, and, you know, the announcement has been out there. President-elect Joe Biden will be taking office as of January 20th, VP Kamala Harris, which I feel like everybody was more excited about her, to be perfectly honest. That's really the winning ticket for Joe. Interestingly enough, as of today, as of right now, as of when we're recording this podcast, DT hasn't said anything. 45 has not made a statement, or he's planning to pretty much, you know, push the process along and you know, throw some lawsuits in there saying that, you know, all the votes weren't properly counted. And the new term, I feel like, is illegal votes, illegal voters, illegal votes. And that's what the term that they're throwing out there. So I feel like it's going to be a lot of pushback. If anybody has ever moved into an apartment, you're very familiar with this whole process of when you move out, you got to make sure it's in tip-top shape when you ain't getting your deposit back. Well, I feel like Donald Trump don't give a fuck about his deposit at this point, and there's going to be a lot of things that's going to take place before, you know, he has to get out, and I think we're going to really see that kind of unfold over the next couple of weeks.
Donnie not getting his security deposit back.
He's not getting his
at all. Especially because I feel like dude is going to get in there. Like, we got, what, until January 20th until it's official?
Right, just get sworn in.
He got plenty of time to hope to fuck that whole situation up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Put holes in the wall, track mud through the carpet. You know what I'm saying?
All that.
Pull out the light switches. I'm using a reference for the house in case people
there
are.
There you go. Okay. You know, because some folks are elevated in their lifestyles. I see what you're doing.
Well, I'm just saying because I remember how it was when we moved into a place in Linwood, and you could tell the person didn't give a fuck about their security deposit that moved out. You know what I'm saying? I wish I could remember their name. I would say their name. But they left that house. They left a hole in the kitchen floor.
Yeah.
You could see outside through the kitchen floor.
Get out of here. Oh yeah, that's personal, right?
Because
there.
Because they were raised on, like, they weren't mobile homes, but they were raised up on little.
Yeah.
I used to live bad, so in the kitchen they left a hole in the floor where you can see straight down to the elements, like to the foundation of the house.
That's wild.
Anyway, Donnie's gonna probably leave this country because this country has turned on him.
Yeah, now we're definitely seeing it left and right. People are now really kind of taking up for him. I mean, you have the extremists, those that are really fighting for him, and kind of like, I saw something wild the other day. Some lady made a statement saying that she saw illegal voters or people messing with the ballots. And a lot of these claims are just kind of hearsay and don't have any real substance to them. So it's going to be interesting to see how everything unfolds. One of the things that I did come across, and I feel like, I mentioned it on the last podcast. I didn't really like unpack it too well, but I feel like we've always talked about the system crumbling or just starting new. I feel like that if Donald Trump somehow pushes this along and does not get out of the White House, meaning they leave it up to the next process, because, you know, you have the majority vote, you have the electoral college, you know, electoral college. And then if for whatever reason, this doesn't go through, if there's litigations, there's pushbacks, there's all that, then there's a whole nother process that people don't know about. I saw Van Jones talking about it, that if for whatever reason it continues to get pushed back, it pretty much goes by, I think they said, like a state by state rule, like all states is going to put in one last vote and say, hey, look, yes or no. And if you notice that with the Electoral College, more states, I think, voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But obviously there was more votes with the Electoral College.
I think that you're right. I think it's going to be a last ditch effort to stay in the White House. He already done told y'all he ain't leaving.
Yeah.
It ain't like it's a secret. He said he told y'all he ain't going nowhere.
Right.
I told y'all when y'all elected this motherfucker, I told y'all, like, all right. You know what I'm saying?
But
go ahead.
No, finish.
That's like when you tell one of the homies, it's like, hey man, hey, I wouldn't be fucking with her if I was you.
Give him the heads up.
And then he come in this bitch.
Man,
hey bro.
I told you. I told you. And this is that's it right there. I told
you. Like your son, like when your son be doing some bullshit.
Oh, at this point. At this point, I let it, like, before I was that super cautious, like, oh, don't hurt. Hey, watch out. You're going to hurt yourself. And now it's like, see, I told you.
And you know what? Big boy called me out for that. He was like, big boy was like, head the type of uncle, let your kids get hurt. Hey, all right, go ahead.
Dude. Nah, after you hear.
I'm like, bro, like, what you want me to do?
Man.
I tried to tell you.
After you hear mommy, daddy, 7,522 times a day. After a while, you just like, you know what? Do what you're going to do. And you're going to do what you want to do anyway. So I'm going to be there to help you, console you and all that. But I'm going to let you know I told you so. Like, you ain't supposed to do that. Don't touch that stove. It's hot. Now you know what hot is. Hot. Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be interesting to see how everything unfolds in the last few weeks.
I have something that I want to get off my chest.
Please, go ahead.
Because there are a lot of hypocrites. We all are flawed people. We can all be hypocrites at times. But I find it very interesting how some of you people will come at me for supporting the Biden-Harris ticket based on what Kamala Harris and Joe Biden has done in the past. And I'm going to speak to my female friends right now. Okay. A couple of my female friends have had a very big issue with me supporting Kamala Harris and Joe Biden based on the fact that the things that they have done in the past are horrible things. These same women have taken ain't shit niggas back multiple times. I don't want to hear shit from nobody. If you let your homie come back around after he violate, or if you women who let an ain't shit nigga come back around multiple times, I don't want to hear shit from you about the Biden-Harris ticket. We are pressing forward just like you got over him fucking that bitch. West Coast.
And in other news, this message has been approved by, that's a really good point, though. I mean, it goes to the point of letting the past go. Like, I get it. No, nobody's going to be 100%. I'm not sitting here and condoning anything that's taken place in the past. But what are we going to do?
Bro, my point is, I understand that people have violated in the past. I understand that. I know that Joe Biden is probably in behind closed doors no better than Donald Trump. Donald Trump tells us exactly who he is. I respect that. I got a lot of flack for saying that on the radio last night. However, I understand that Trump is simply bad at his job. You are not allowed. This is what I was telling when I was on live. I was talking to the people about the decision. You are not allowed to be an asshole and be bad. You know why? I'm talking about it. You know why certain people will tolerate who you are as a person? Is because you have to have the tools to have big dick energy. If you have big dick energy, you got to have a big ass dick. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, oh, sad news gonna beat you home, my boy. It's gonna whoop your ass. You know what I'm saying? You are not allowed to be arrogant, cocky, an asshole, overconfident, and you ain't got that toolage to go along with it. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is an asshole. I don't think he's racist. I've said this multiple times. I think he's a classist, and I think he's a narcissist, which is probably worse than being racist, low-key. However, he's just bad at his fucking job. It's that simple. It's that simple. We have a moral victory, which is what I said on the air. We have gotten a moral victory. Are we all the way progressed? No. Is Kamala Harris and Joe Biden the best choice for this country? I don't know. Probably not. Are they the better choice than somebody who's bad at their job? Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. But some people,
he's
some
bad people, at being some, a leader.
Some people would argue that, though. They'll say that he's no better than 45. And that's the argument that they're saying that, man, you're just settling. And I've seen a lot of people getting upset at the celebrations and people being happy. And I'm like, okay, I get one side of it, like the job's not finished, but damn, this is a sigh of relief. Like this is like a, whew, okay. Like we can't have a breather. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I was trying to explain to these morons when I was talking to them on the air. I'm like, look, bro, all we got is a moral victory. Sometimes the morale of the team has to be raised.
Right.
And that's all this is. Mm-hmm. That's it. This is a halftime. You guys, let's get it together in the second half of the game. That's all this is.
Yeah.
This is not a victory. We have not won the game.
Right.
I fully understand that. However, I'm not going to neglect the fact that there is a president currently in office who's a narcissist, a classist, and literally has negated the democratic process. Now, I ain't fuck that shit. I ain't leaving. What
right.
you mean?
Right.
Bro, you gotta you go. Don't see that being a problem?
Right. You got to go.
Get the fuck up out of here, bro. You got your eviction notice. Come January 20th, if they don't remove that white man, I'm gonna stop paying my mortgage, and I'm telling all my friends to stop paying rent. What you gonna do? The president didn't move out of his house after he was evicted. Kiss my ass. Come get me out this month. Nah, I ain't got white privilege.
I'm about to say, yeah, you tried it if you want to.
Yeah, I ain't got white privilege. You but all my white friends.
Y'all do it.
Come January 21, if the orange man is still in the White House, goddamn it, stop paying rent.
So here's an interesting thing about that, which I think you have a point, right? But at the same time, what I think the bigger message is, are we doing our research with what's the fine print in the Constitution, right? I think if anything else, this is really showing us, okay, this is the process that's going on. And if you don't want this anymore, then you have to figure out what that next step is to, again, blow this motherfucker up, restart. How are we going to do that now? Because going back to the original part of the conversation, I think this is going to kick off the dust. Let him still be in the White House come the end of January. Oh, it's going to be hell and high water. People are going to be pissed off and they're going to find out whatever they have to do to make sure that either he's out or we change something up. So it's going to be very interesting how this all plays out.
I don't want to have a civil war. I don't want that. I don't want Iron Man to fight Captain America. However, you know what I'm saying? Listen, bro. We currently have a president who refuses to accept defeat. That in itself is a problem because it is literally the democratic process that put him in office. I could see if he took power, he pulled up on Obama, boom, boom, give me the presidency. Right. I could see if he was on some fuck democracy, fuck the voting process. You literally participated in this process. That's how you got your fat ass in the White House in the first place.
But it's also the process to say, hey, I don't think this is right.
Now, this is mad. And bro, if you don't listen,
but they see, you're right. But that's the democratic, that's the process that we're talking about. This is a part of the process. And that's what I'm saying. What's in the fine print? He legally has every right to do what he's doing right now.
No. I get it. And that's fine to do. Count it again. Recount it. Keep counting it. It's going to say the same shit. It's going to say, but here's what I think. This is my, and I said this before. I think that them white people finna turn on him.
No, because it's a lot of them already are.
No. I'm talking about in a real way.
Explain.
In a real way.
Explain. You mean like his base?
I'm talking. No, not the people. I'm talking about them white people that be up there with him. That ship taking on water, and then people looking for a lifeboat.
I think they're already doing that. I think you.
No. I understand what you're saying. Okay. I'm saying is, I'm talking about public resignations. I'm talking about people like turning on him, like testifying against him. It's going to be fucked up for him because not only it's cool to ride with when you got leverage. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We riding with the president. He's the leader of the free world. What are you going to do? And we got another 4 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, we don't got another 4 years.
This just in. What? We don't? No.
This just in. We all fucked. Yes. Oh, shit. It's just, okay.
It's every person for themselves.
Hey, every man, woman, and child, and Republican for himself.
What was that? Abandoned ship? What? What?
Remember, I told you, it's finna get ugly over there with them white people, because if one thing this country ain't taught me, man, white people gonna look out for themselves. You know what I'm saying? When it's all said and done, hey, these white people finna look out for them. Every man, woman, and child for himself. You seen how old boy did in the Titanic movie?
Man,
bro, it was women and children first. Boom. Well, what you mean?
Hey,
I got too much money to die on this ship.
It's not happening tonight.
Watch.
Oh man, one thing that I did like about this. Another thing that I did like about this. Is that YG and Nip's fuck Donald Trump has been, you know, the numbers for that is shot back up, which I
numero love. Uno I love on that. iTunes, on Apple Music, whatever.
Yeah, man, that I like that. This is becoming the soundtrack is coming back. I love it, man. I was watching CNN the other day.
And I saw that.
They cut the commercial and didn't realize that the people were out there playing it in the background. So they had a cool 3 or 4 times of saying "fuck Donald Trump" before they cut it. So I mean, I love seeing this, man. It's definitely. I wonder if they knew at the time the kind of anthem that it would be today.
No, I think they made it. I think they made FDT exactly for what it is. It's just a statement. It's protest music, mm-hmm. And I think that. I mean, I love. Did you see YG's merch?
Yeah. He was going wild with it.
And YG was going in. You know what I'm saying? And I text him like, "Hey, I need some of that."
Which one did you want? You want all of it or?
I told all of them. He said he got me. So it's all good. But I don't know. I'll probably wear it when I go watch a movie or something in Orange County.
You a fool. Fool.
Hey, I like it though. I think that it's dope. And I know Nip Hussle is looking at everything going on. He like neighborhood.
Yeah, man, I seen the interview. I think with Big and them posted, or I forgot who. I think it was Big and them, Big Boy and them. But he was talking about how, and a lot of people don't think they know this part of the story, is that how YG was more of the anchor in creating that song.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was YG's idea.
But I think all the people, I think people associated more with Nipsey than they do with YG, when YG was the one that kind of like sparked it and came up the hook, and obviously Nip delivered and did his thing. But I think that's why when you hear people that's heard Mustard's album, Perfect 10, that outro of it, where he did an interview with Big Boy, he was like, man, YG is a genius. Like, and people got to give YG more credit for that. I mean, people look at YG, they think the typical gangster rapper. They don't know how smart dude really is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And how thought provoking he is. And when it comes to this music, you know, how much of a, you know, how much he puts into the thought process to it. So got to give YG his flowers for that, for sure.
Hey, speaking of that Perfect 10, I want to give Mustard his flowers. Double platinum. Nah. Double platinum album, dog. That's crazy.
Now Roddy was double platinum. Mustard was platinum.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mustard platinum.
Roddy's double platinum.
Roddy double platinum. I think that's crazy.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? Especially with the times that we're in right now. Like, rappers ain't going platinum. Artists ain't going platinum like that. Nah. You know what I'm saying? Unless your name is Beyonce.
Man, crazy. And I mean, salute to, we talked about Ty before too, the last couple podcasts, and he got his first top 10. I mean, so man, that's just amazing, man. Salute to Ty Dolla $ign as well. I mean, just all the homegrown homies getting
there. I'm loving this.
Let's keep going. I was about to say, I know that this was one of the things in the conversations you were having. You was like, this is the shit that you love when you had those conversations with other DJs or executives or just in general. Like, we have to make more music like this so we can be in the conversation.
We got to be in those conversations, bro. I hate that they could have these conversations without including the homies from here.
Yeah.
Like, now, I mean, Ty has been up there, but now, like, you got to give him the metrics.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He got them numbers to back it up. You got to win a chip, dog.
Yeah.
You got to win. Like, you have to, because that way is they can't take that from you ever.
Yeah.
People can't never, you can't ever mention Musically 2020 without mentioning Roddy Ricch. Ever.
For sure.
And I like that. They can't take that away from him. You know what I'm saying? Other people have dropped. Other people have put out music. But when you undeniable, that word that I used to tell all of the homies, when you undeniable, they can't deny you.
Yeah.
They got to give you your shit. Shout out to Mustard. Shout out to Roddy. Shout out to Ty. Everybody that's dropped. But shout out to especially to Mustard for going platinum. And shout out to Roddy for double platinum. And I saw Roddy tweet. Did you see his tweet?
Nah, I missed it.
Roddy tweeted, double platinum, no deluxe.
No deluxe, yeah, it's a shot. Because that is a little marketing campaign that people do to boost their sales. You know, it's no knock to it, but I like that. Again, it's one of those bragging rights. It's like, hey, you can't take that from me.
You can't take that from me. Hey, something else I want to, hold on, let me pull this shit up. And I want my credit.
By who?
All right. This is an article published in Billboard, mm-hmm. Okay? Article published in Billboard, I think, as of today. I'm going to read this to you. It says live music. All right, here we go. This is an article on Billboard for Ticketmaster, mm-hmm. and their COVID-19 procedures moving forward. Here's how it will work. If approved, after purchasing a ticket for a concert, fans would need to verify that they have already been vaccinated, which will provide 1 year of COVID-19 protection or test negative for the coronavirus approximately 24 to 72 hours prior to the concert. The length of coverage of a test will provide would be governed by regional health authorities. If attendees of a concert had to be tested 48 hours in advance, most could start testing process the day before the event. Once the test was complete, the fan would instruct the lab to deliver the results to their health pass company like Clear or IBM. If the tests were negative or the fan was vaccinated, the health pass company would verify the attendee's COVID-19 status to Ticketmaster, which would then issue the fan credentials needed access to the event.
That's a game changer.
I told y'all in March, we was not going to be able to do shit unless you get vaccinated. I told y'all. Right,
you told me for sure.
I told everybody, I'm like, this is going to happen. It's going to be concerts first. Then it's going to be travel. Okay? You're not going to be step. You think them white people who run Delta Airlines going to let you step foot on that airplane without being vaccinated? Absolutely not. Hey, y'all better listen. What I'm about to do, I'm going to bet on the other people. It's going to be a lot of people that's going to get vaccinated. I was talking about this with Bootleg Kev last night. He was like, I think I might fuck around. I know you're going to fuck around. I'm going to wait till about the fourth, fifth wave of that shit till they work out all the kinks. You know what I'm saying? Before I even entertain the idea.
Yeah.
Second of all, I'm gonna save about $300-$400. I'm investing in some rental car companies because people are going to start driving everywhere.
Think so?
Bro, are you getting vaccinated?
Pending.
Are you getting vaccinated right away?
Hell no. Hell no.
How you gonna go visit your family in Texas?
Oh, so you're saying travel, but okay. But how is that? Okay, I got you.
Rental cars are gonna go up, and so is mass transportation. But if you get on a mega bus, it's gonna be the same thing. Are you vaccinated? No.
Right.
That's why I'm gonna go with rental cars.
So what would be the difference between that? Like I'm assuming that's the same thing as travel. So wouldn't the rental car companies or the people that are
Because rental car companies want to make money. And in the world of Uber right now, and the world of, you could fly round trip to Atlanta for like $200. Mm. Like, travel so cheap right now. I know the rental car companies are struggling. So what I would do if I'm them is I would double down on people who don't want to be vaccinated for travel. So I would work in order to rent my cars, I will require no vaccination. And then I'll sterilize the car once you return it.
I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, I hear the idea, but I also think as far as when it comes to the safety process of it, like, I don't know if people are going to feel as safe doing that.
However
you decide to get this company, that might be one of the procedures. Like, okay, yeah, if you do start a company, in order to have people just traveling with you, you have to make sure that they're vaccinated as well. I feel like these rules are going to kind of like trickle down to the
rental car. No. What I'm saying is the current rental car places, mm-hmm. Budget, Enterprise. I think in order to moving forward, once all this shit kick in, mm-hmm. I think they're going to require no vaccinations to rent cars. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying start a new company. I'm saying that these companies probably are going to go up because people are going to start driving themselves everywhere opposed to utilizing public transit.
And I'm saying I think that the rental car companies are going to fall in line with the other mass transportation.
I don't think so. I just don't think so because it's too much money to be made. It depends on the adoption rate of the vaccine. If people accept the vaccine and like, all right, we all getting vaccinated as a human race. Maybe you might be right. Mm-hmm. But that's going to be a mandate for everything, I think, at some point. Yeah. With the exception of going to the grocery store, you probably won't be able to do shit without a vaccine in the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. Within the next 12 to 18 months, they're going to start requiring vaccines. Like I told you in March.
Yeah.
This is going to happen. Coachella got canceled. Ooh, I was like, hey, them white people not playing. They going to require vaccination in order to do anything. Watch.
Yeah. This shit is crazy. I'm not going. Jesus. Sorry, man. My bad. I had this shit off. I just.
And then do you take your son to get vaccinated?
That's the kicker, man. I don't give a fuck about me. I can care a lot because the thing is, I also know that I'm not prone to getting sick like that.
Right.
So I think I can handle it. Mm-hmm. Little one, not so much. Not that he gets sick or anything. It's just that he's only two. So it's like you putting these chemicals in his body, man. I'm just not for it personally right now. As of today, I'm not for it, but obviously, you know, things are going to change. You're right. I feel like you're going to be forced into doing this in some way or shape or form. Cause I think they just announced the vaccine is going to be available sometime.
It's
next
coming
year.
It's coming. I don't know. I don't know the exact timetable on it, but
I think they said summer or fall next year, we should see mass distribution of it. But obviously it's being rolled out right now. They're saying like there's a 90% chance that you're not going to get sick or there's no, I'm not trusting none of that, first of all. But by next year, it's going to be a different conversation for sure once this is out.
We're going to see. I think Atlanta going to jump on it first because Atlanta ain't shut down for nobody. Atlanta ain't shutting down for nobody. They've been going up since April.
I don't know how. I don't understand how.
I've been seeing every, like, people been in strip clubs. They've been throwing functions. They've been having a day. Wait, concerts.
They not
niggas are still
all
doing promo runs. You know what I'm saying? I've been seeing artists out there doing radio runs and shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, y'all real comfortable.
They comfortable.
So are you prepared for another lockdown?
I ain't tripping.
Either way.
I'd rather be at home anyway. I mean, that's just me. I know that's not the case for a lot of people, especially people who have undesirable living circumstances. Yeah. So I'm trying to be sensitive to those people because I lived in a shoebox before I got my house. Yeah. And everybody, you know, I talk about that shit all the time. So I don't know how I would have been in that apartment, in my studio apartment.
Right.
For months on end, you know, so you might go stir crazy. But I had a little small little balcony I could have sat on, but I ain't tripping, to be honest with you. I don't do nothing anyway. I don't go nowhere. Like, I mean, I would like things to get back to normal. Like, I do kind of miss going to hang out Sunday mornings, going to have, getting brunch.
Right.
Like, just going, you know what I'm saying? I kind of miss that. I kind of miss going to studio sessions and, like, you know, chilling with everybody and picking records and, doing that whole thing. And I kind of do miss, like, after I get off work on a Saturday night, it's like, all right, you know what's going on. Like, oh, so-and-so got an album listening party, or so-and-so's doing a, you know, a listening session or whatever. I miss that type of shit. But outside of that, I ain't tripping. I'm not finna be going to nobody's amusement park. I'm not finna be going to nobody's festival. I'm for sure not going to no festival.
I was just talking about this. Shout out to Naomi Dame. He does this thing, Share Your Wins Sundays on Clubhouse. And I was talking about, I was one of my wins this past week. You know, I you know me. I'm strictly the house, family, barely, you know, to the station every now and then, you know, strictly just working from home. So, I, you know, I've gone out maybe, I want to say, at least three times just to events here. Not events, but like, things of public events or public situations, right? And this last weekend, shout out to our homegirl Nico. She has this nonprofit organization called Education is Key. So she was shooting a documentary. I actually met her a while back, and she was talking to me about it and wanted me to come out. And, you know, the whole pandemic hit, so it was like a big pushback for a long time. So end up finally going to link up with her and shooting real private setting. But it was the first time in since March that I didn't like have like high anxiety or like feel bad or anything. Any other time, the other two times that I've been out, I've been always like super cautious, even going to the station, like just super paranoid. So it was like the first time this past weekend where I didn't have that feeling. And then here we are again, about to go back on a shutdown. So it's like, damn, we going right back to how things were, you know, back in what, April? It's like, dude, man, this is.
I'm not mad at it, to be honest.
No, I'm not mad at all, because the numbers, you know, the numbers are showing. The numbers are continually going up. It spiked. So it's like, I feel like the awareness of it went down. People stopped really tripping on it. My thing was, my awareness has always been up there until as of recently. So just the final moment where I'm like, okay, I could, you know, maybe finally start getting out there, doing things. Like, nah, this thing just kind of coming back with a vengeance, man. So that's why I was like, are you prepared for another lockdown? Because it's like, yes, we're used to being in. Yes, we're homebodies. Yes, we don't go out. But then again, it's like there was a certain time we talked about, like, we knew 2020 was a wrap. But it's like when you start extending that, it's like, oh, well, this is like coming back and the lockdown is going to continue, especially in L.A. We might not be seeing anything for some time. You know what I mean? So it's like at that point, how do you adjust?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. It's just it's just one of those things where it's kind of like, it really makes you think. Like, I guess for me, it's a little different because, again, I know I can lock myself in, but I got a son. He can't go to the park now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I literally took my son to the park twice before everything shut down. Mm-hmm. We ain't been outside like that in forever, right? So it's like those are the type of things that I'm thinking about, like, okay, so when is that going to become regular again? Oh, it might not. Oh, so you're talking about getting my kid into childcare or school. Oh, vaccination. Oh, you got it. It's like, shit. It's a lot. It's a lot to process, man. It really is.
It's a whole lot.
I wanted to bring up, we kind of mentioned it for a hot second. One thing that's going to kind of get back to normal that I'm not too happy about, I kind of wanted more breathing room, more time. The NBA is coming back on the 22nd of December, which entertainment-wise, okay, cool, but I wanted like a couple more months of just sticking it to people with this championship.
I just said this shit last night on the radio, bro. I don't know how I feel about the NBA coming right back after we just got our chip, man, and we haven't even had our parade.
We ain't celebrated. I mean, we... Low key, the homies celebrated, but
the homies celebrated.
We didn't have an official celebration. Official celebration, man.
I
think that sucks, dude. I think that sucks because, I mean, I get it. I understand they did things on the fly, and I commend the NBA for making it work out because the season could have just been the season just being a wrap when they was the last game that they played. I can't remember, but just imagine the season just being a wrap from there. Like
the season almost ended multiple times for multiple different reasons.
Exactly. So just imagine it just not. So I'm glad that they figured it out and did what they had to do. But I just really wish we had a couple more months, man. Just, you know, give us till March to just celebrating or figuring out something we can. I don't know. I just want more. I don't know what I want, but I know I want more.
Let's cut the Golden State Warriors championship title run down. Don't cut ours down.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Man, we only got one back. That's crazy. But yeah, so we'll see what happens with that, man. It's one of those things where it's like you want to celebrate, you want to continue to do it, but I understand, you know, you got to kind of get back to some kind of normalcy. I was going to say. Keep going.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
I just wanted to shout out the homie Greg from the UK. I think I mentioned him before on the podcast, but he's always been tapping in, just saying that he's digging the podcast and showing some love. Also, OTD, the homie Jeremiah, also Tommy Boy, Farnese, always checking in, and Karma Bird. I meant to do this in the beginning of the podcast.
Just appreciate y'all.
Yeah, the people that are constantly tuning into the podcast and show us love, whether you send us a tweet, whether you jump in the DMs, whether you hop on the lives with us, whether you listen, you subscribe, all that doesn't go unnoticed. We sincerely appreciate that for sure.
I want to shout out to everybody too. Before we get up out of here, I want to shout out to everybody who been hitting me up like, oh man, you know, I've been getting the books that you recommend.
Yeah.
I think that shit is just dope.
Like, did you grow up like a reader or anything like that?
Not at all.
Did you think at some point in your life that you would be recommending books to people?
Not at all.
Not even close.
Because I in real life, I used to hate books.
Yeah.
They were like, okay, everybody take out your book. I'm like, fuck, I need to go to the bathroom.
Was it actually reading, like, or was it just information? Like, what was it about it that you didn't like about reading, or that you didn't like about that?
I just don't like reading like that. I mean, now I find myself, but if it wasn't for the advent of audiobooks, I probably wouldn't be in the books, to be honest with you. Gotcha. If I'm being really perfectly honest.
Everybody has their thing, man. Like, and again, something I was talking to the homegirl Nico about is like, you can be a student without going to school. And I think that certain people learn different ways. And depending on how you learn is how you absorb the information. Because I'm the same way. I can read books. I don't prefer to do it, but I've dabbled in books, you know, throughout my life, but it's not my go-to. Like I get sleepy than a motherfucker, like straight up I just can't handle it like that. Unless it's something that really captures my attention, then I can stay. Like, I think the autobiography of Malcolm X was one of those books where I was just like, I was picked it up from start to finish. I was just on it. Like I could do that one. But you know, sometimes you don't know the type of book that you, or the type of information that you, it's a toss up. So like you said, with audiobooks, they've made it a lot easier for people like yourself, or just anybody that, you know, finds different way of observing information or absorbing information.
Bro, I know for a fact, I'm not even finna lie and act like, oh, book. No, if it wasn't for audiobooks, I would not be in the books the way I am. But I could just put them on and listen. I listen when I'm in the shower. I listen when I'm driving. I listen when I'm cleaning up. Sometimes I'm listening when I'm editing, you know, some audio or some video or whatever. And I think it's just dope. I think it's a dope medium. I think it's one of the best things that ever happened to books.
Hold up. Because this just hit me, because I know the type of person that you are. You don't like to hear two different audio frequencies at one time. We'd be in the studio and I'd have the music up and I'd be talking on live and I'm listening, making sure that the commercials are running and, you know, the music is playing. And you be like, hey, turn that, man, I can't hear two different things at one time. So how is it that you can listen to an audio book and edit audio at the same time?
It's not the same. Like what I'm doing, it's not that I have the audio book low as hell. And I'm not doing extensive editing like that. Okay. It'd be just like, I'm just chopping something here or there and dragging it. Like how you know how when you cut your breaks and you can see your talk breaks, you can see the end of the talk break.
Right.
You don't really need to hear it.
Gotcha.
You just cut it and move and drop it. Cut it and drop it. So it's like that type of shit.
Okay. And you'd be more upset at the volume. And it wasn't really necessarily the two things at one time.
Yeah, it's the volume, bro. I don't understand that shit about people. It's black people and people like Bootleg Kev who violate my ears all the time when it comes to the volume of audio.
We just like to listen to it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with listening to whatever content you're consuming.
Yeah. Hey, so go ahead and wrap this shit up because I got something to tell you offline.
Okay. All right, y'all. We gone. Hey, we got to go. That's it. That's how we're going to end it. We out.